Intro music tone. Welcome to Moving to McKinney, Texas, relocation guide for out-of-state buyers. Today's episode features real estate insights from the Good Home team, EXP Realty. Hey everyone, welcome to Moving to McKinney, Texas, relocation guide for out-of-state buyers. Quick heads up, this program was created with AI assistance and uses a synthetic narrator. The content was reviewed and approved by Nick Good before publication. Information is believed accurate but should be independently verified. This program doesn't provide legal, tax, lending, or appraisal advice. I'm your host, and today I'm really excited to sit down with Nick Good to talk about what it's actually like to move to McKinney if you're coming from somewhere like California, New York, Chicago, Georgia, or Seattle.
Hey, thanks for having me. Excited. I'm really glad to talk about this because honestly, we see so many people making this move from the coasts and the Midwest, and there's a lot they need to know before they get here. McKinney's growing like crazy, and it's attracting people from all over.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm curious about. So if someone's coming from California or New York, what are like the biggest shocks when they land in McKinney? What's different?
Oh man, where do I even start? Cost of living is probably number one. People from California especially, they're used to paying crazy prices for homes. When they see what their money can actually buy here in McKinney, it's like a whole different world. You're getting way more space, more house, for a fraction of what they'd spend on the coasts. And then there's the pace of life, right? Texas is just, it's different. It's a little slower, a little more laid back, but also the city's developing so fast that there's tons of energy and new stuff happening.
That's really interesting. So you're saying like someone from California could potentially buy multiple properties here for what they'd spend on one house back home?
Basically, yeah. And that's before you even factor in Texas not having a state income tax. So your overall financial picture changes pretty dramatically. Plus, neighborhoods like Sherwood Park and areas around Tucker Hill are really attractive to newcomers because they've got that established feel, but with newer development. You can actually find quality homes in desirable areas without taking out a second mortgage.
No kidding. Okay, so let me ask you this. What about the weather and just like day-to-day living? I feel like that's something people don't always think about until they're already here.
Right. So the weather's a big adjustment, especially if you're coming from the Pacific Northwest or the Northeast. Summers here are hot. I mean, really hot. Winters are mild, which is honestly great if you're sick of shoveling snow. But the heat and humidity in summer, that takes some getting used to. And then there's the whole Texas culture thing. The food, the pace, the friendliness. People tend to be really welcoming here, which is nice for folks relocating from bigger, more impersonal cities.
I love that. And what about like schools and community? I imagine families moving here are thinking about that pretty seriously.
Excited. McKinney schools are actually a huge draw. The district is highly rated, which is why you see so many families choosing to relocate here. And the community aspect is real. There's a strong sense of neighborhood identity. You've got established areas and newer developments. So depending on what you're looking for, there's something for everyone. Whether it's the charm of established neighborhoods or the brand new amenities in newer subdivisions.
That's awesome. So I guess the last thing I'd ask is, for someone who's actually ready to make this move, what's the one piece of advice you'd give them?
Do your homework on neighborhoods before you commit. Visit at different times of year. Talk to people who've already moved here, and really think about what matters to you in a community. McKinney's got so much to offer, but it's not one size fits all. And honestly, working with someone local who understands the market makes a huge difference. We've got guides and resources available that break down everything from neighborhood comparisons to what different price ranges get you.
That's really solid advice. Nick, this was super helpful. I think anyone considering a move to McKinney from out of state is going to get a ton out of this conversation. Thanks so much for hanging out with us.
My pleasure. Happy to help anyone thinking about making the move to McKinney.
Thanks for listening to Moving to McKinney, Texas, relocation guide for out-of-state buyers. For more episodes and to learn more, check the show notes.